Sometimes I think I'm just an algorithm of all my influences, my childhood, all the bullshit that I've been through, the friends that I surround myself with as a result of previous stuff. Like I'm just a pattern of a human. You know, I'm just a meat machine, just walking around half unconscious on autopilot. And all the stuff that I write is just the logical conclusion of all this stuff, and there's no decisions actually made, but I just pretend that they all came out of some kind of proper decision-making process where there perhaps there isn't any at all. And it makes me feel like, holy shit, maybe I'm just like a ghost, and all this stuff that I'm writing is kind of some sort of bullshit robot stuff. Like half the time during the day I'm walking around on autopilot. I only maybe have 3 seconds in a day where I go, oh, that's beautiful, and I'm yanked out of my stupid routine existence, and then I'm back into autopilot again, just just flying around unconscious. And it's the reason why I can hardly remember a thing that I did even just yesterday. Maybe one half a thing, half a second of a thing. I don't even know. I look in the mirror in the morning and I go, oh, that's... So that... You were actually in yesterday, Darby. I don't even remember being there. And I look at my... Like some of the people who I love, and I look at their... I love their writing, and then I'll check out their influences, and I'll... The lineage, the family tree of their influences. And they've all written about the same shit, just in different ways, updated with new words of the times. Then I think, at the same time, truth is always the same. It's just freshened up and given a new costume to wear around. I don't know. I'm kind of talking shit and around in circles until I'm trying to analyze this to a pile of dust. But it makes me think, like, what the shit that I write, what is truly mine? What is any of it mine? And then I think the stuff that I call mine is usually the shit stuff. And the stuff that I make and I have no idea where it came from, that's the good stuff. And I feel like for me, art or writing or whatever, it feels like the stuff where I don't know where it came from, that I just antennaed it from another place, that's when I feel slightly alive for just a moment. And the rest of the stuff that I make, 90% of it is rubbish. And my day and just going about life and stuff, none of it's real. But as soon as I can pull something from the ether, which is rare, but it's only 5% of the time, if not less, then I feel real, just like a real human person, just for a moment. Then I'm back to being this meat machine algorithm of robot choices that I'm pretending that I have some kind of say in. But yeah, I often feel like I'm just a junkie trying to get a high when I'm writing, just trying to feel the weightlessness of everything, the unburdening, and just for fleeting moments, like I grasp at it, and then I'm back to being a dickhead walking around. I often feel like we're dumb humans, but we're also part magic. So I'm always trying to separate the divine from the dumb human. And there's so much of me that's just most, like 95% is dumb, and there's a bit of divinity in there somewhere. But yeah, it's been interesting, like treating this as a full-time job, because it is this writing thing. I'm constantly coming up with ideas or writing false starts, or then I go or I get somewhere. And it's all these weird pattern, like... Creativity is really just complex pattern recognition of just witnessing the same shit over and over again in life, people doing the same shit, even myself, my dumb habits, with like being slightly aware of them just for a moment so I can pull them outside of myself and write them into words and go, oh, Darby, you dickhead, you've done this thing again. I've been doing that my whole life. Now, quick, write about it. Maybe I'll be able to rid it from my spirit or some shit. But yeah, it's a never-ending process. Maybe writing is kind of like cleaning myself out, trying to fix the world, pointlessly fix the world, and cleaning some kind of robot part of myself out. Well, it'll never go away. And I feel like it's only my sleeping dreams are the realest part of all I've got left. That's the only part of me that feels like it's real. Like I go to sleep and I wake up and I feel delighted for the first 10 minutes in the morning. Even if I can't actually remember the dream, I feel in this weird childlike wonder of delight. And I feel semi-sane for a bit. And everything's beautiful. But yeah, I've commented on just how a lot of people are robots in 9-to-5. But then there's myself stepping outside of that, commenting on the robots of the 9-to-5, and that's a robot process that writers have been doing forever as well. Robots commenting on robots coming in, blah, blah, blah. Can't even, tongue-tied. But yeah, it's for a while, I felt like I was the outside looking in, but I just feel like I'm all part of this dumb circle. And so I love it when, yeah, some sort of magic or creativity comes in from nowhere. Just the dream part of myself that I'm starting to figure it's the only sane part of myself left. And it's scary to think that the powers that be are trying to develop technology to hijack your dreams. They can't put ads in there yet. Although I once did dream about the iPod when it first came out in the 2006. The design was so beautiful that I remember dreaming about it. That was weird. It's like, oh my God, my dream. It bought into the iPod thing. It's like, oh, that's the only ad that I ever remember turning up in a dream. Like back in 2006 or 5 or whatever when I bought an iPod. So sometimes I feel like I have to live in a slight state of self-delusion to think that my actions come from me and they're my very own. Like my ego loves to think that, I have to live in a slight delusion to feel like I'm doing something, I'm making something, and it's mine. But yeah, it frustrates me and also absolutely mystifies me in a beautiful way that the my favorite stuff never feels like my own. And it's like, damn it. I want a formula. How do I access that all the time? I can't. But yeah, weirdly, the older I get, it does feel like it turns up a little bit more often, probably because I've been practicing it for so long, for 35 years or some shit. Yeah, little magical moments do seem to pop up when I'm making stuff or writing. Like little pinpricks of light in a tin shed's wall or tin shed's roof. That's what it feels like. And it's just in the dark. Life's just this constant darkness inside a hot tin shed. These little pinpricks of light just come through occasionally. Just looking at them like little jewels. Anyway, I've got to switch back into autopilot mode if I wasn't already, because this is my routine of making a new podcast each week. I want to go and do, put the shopping away and pretend to be a person again. If you'd like to leave a little review for this podcast on Apple or Spotify or wherever you're listening to it, I'd love that.